Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Vincent's University Hospital today launched its new domestic violence pathway in its emergency department, which is designed to offer immediate and confidential support in a safe environment for patients who experience domestic violence, they say. Dr. John Cronin is emergency medicine consultant at St. Vincent's and joins me now. Dr. Cronin, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
This new initiative seems really, really important.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, the emergency department is the place that many of our population and people in our catchment area come to when something goes wrong in their lives. And our job is to care for them and care for them in a holistic way and to figure out what exactly the cause for it was. Mm-hmm. And this is a cause that we don't want to miss if someone is on the victim of domestic violence. We know anecdotally and from our data that we do see, unfortunately, lots of cases of this, and it can have a devastating effect, obviously, on individuals. Mm-hmm. And also, the more serious cases do have a very profound effect on the staff who are treating them.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to make sure that, at the moment of time where they present to us, we have an opportunity to intervene and to catch this, because domestic violence can occur without other people knowing about it or finding out about it or with the victim being able to report it to people.
And there's a fear about reporting as well, I'm sure. And this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so it's important to highlight this new initiative as well at St. Vincent's University Hospital. Talk me through it then, Dr. Cronin. So let's say a victim of domestic violence presents at the emergency department. What's new about this initiative?
Well, what we wanted to do with our nursing staff and with our social work staff is firstly develop an education piece for all of our staff to understand domestic violence and to know how to recognise it, and then to understand the resources that we have available to patients who are victims of domestic violence. We also then kind of developed information packs for those patients to have with them, and then also develop a strategy for staff to help treat these patients. So the things to look out for. So if it does get reported to them, to move, firstly with the environment, to move the patient to a place of safety away from the perpetrator and to talk to them in a quiet environment, to get the detail as much as possible, if there's violent injuries, importantly, if there's any children or vulnerable adults at risk, and then the people to inform. So this can happen and present at any time of the day or night or at weekend. So it's important that all doctors and nurses, no matter how junior, know who to inform.
Is it difficult to recognize?
I mean, it can be more obvious to recognize in people who directly report it, but it can definitely fly under the radar, and patients can underreport it and may not feel comfortable reporting it, particularly if the other person is there, come up with other reasons for it. So, so we train staff to recognize where possible, interview these patients in private.
So do you mean when you say if the other person there, if the perpetrator is there, you mean?
So if the perpetrator, who may be an intimate partner, is there with them, they may not feel obviously safe, to report that. We have put posters and information packs up in our toilets, so that both male and female, so that patients who go in there are then given information that they can report it to staff and know who to contact.
Mm-hmm. How do you get over, though, the fear of reporting? Is that part of the strategy to help as well, to reassure victims of domestic violence that once they report, they won't come to harm again?
Yeah, I mean, it is difficult. And we know from data that a lot of people who present who are victims of domestic violence do return to their original place where it occurred. There is the fear of reporting, but there's also patients may not have the knowledge of who to report it to, that there are services out there like Women's Aid and the Men's Development Network that they can report it to, and what emergency contacts that they can have, and that, you know, things like emergency accommodation can be provided for them, and that we can remove these patients and these victims to a place of safety, whether that's in the hospital itself or through our social workers to other locations where they can be kept safe.
I reckon that an awful lot of people listening who may be victims of domestic violence will be very, very grateful that there's something like this in place now at St. Vincent's University Hospital, the new domestic violence pathway in the emergency department. And I thank you very much indeed, Dr. John Cronin, emergency medicine consultant at SVUH, for telling us about it. And if you've been affected by this conversation, you can get help at rte.ie/helplines.